It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
People not afeared, not afeared one bit. But I tell you who they're making afeared. You know, those that should be afeared by an entirely new generation coming up that understands what's really been going on. And what do you do with when an idea whose time has come starts to permeate an entire generation of people? You know, this is how fast it goes. I'll tell you this. I would say the average age of the people that most, you know, on the streets, putting signs up, banners on freeway overpasses, going to the meetups that were the activist guys, not the, you know, Republican wannabe kind of, you know, whatever. Now, I don't want to get into it. But, I mean, the people that were actually doing the work, okay, their average age, I would say, was certainly in their 20s. You know, probably, I don't know if it's lower 20s on average, but it was definitely, you know, younger. And an enormous number that were high school. There were even, I went to South Carolina, and there was a homeschool group that really wanted to make sure, and even the older meetup guys were like, "Nah, you don't want to, you got a permit? Put that sign up, boy." And they're like, "Permit? There's a permit I need to get, you know, from the man to give a finger to the man? What permit is that? You know, it's called kiss my butt permit, okay?" So these young kids from, like, I think the youngest was 9 or 11 years old, went up to 23, and it was a homeschool group that, you know, these homeschool organizations, they don't go by grades or something. It's not how it works. So you just have these 9, 11-year-old adults that are out there expressing themselves that understand this kind of stuff. Well, let's say you got, 18-year-old, he's high school or freshman, sophomore in college. You know, so you're looking, I don't know what, 18 to 22. It's 4 years later. You know, they're 22 to 20, you know, 6 or something, and they start getting married and start having kids, and they start raising. All of a sudden, one election cycle, and you have an entirely different demographic. They're starting to go into the workforce as there's a job, and or there's not, and they understand why. How powerful is that? What do we got to look forward to when you have millions of young, productive people that understand exactly what's happening to them, and that there are this older generation, the political class, the privileged class, the elite class, the we're going to take it from you because you can give it to us from each according to their ability to each according to their, because I can get it, okay? What happens? Revolution happens every single time. In fact, we just started producing new t-shirts that has, we call it the revolution gap. You have the promise when they did the Constitution 1889, and you got the promise, it goes 45 degree angle. Then you have the reality of individual freedom and how it's gone down. And as the promise keeps going up and they keep stealing from you, you have this bigger and bigger gap. And sooner or later, when you have a large enough gap between what the promise is and reality, you have a revolution. It's already started. And to give a depiction of what's coming, Silver Circle. When we come back after this short break, we're going to have Pasha Roberts going to continue down the road to tell us what the future is. No. Not what they're depicting, what it's going to inspire. Because it will. You have no idea what's coming. We'll talk about it when we come back on Declare Your Independence.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and Pasha Roberts, director of Silver Circle, silvercirclemovie.com. Go check it out, because this is going to be, I don't know, I gotta ask the audience this. How many times I've been wrong? I mean, you know, we predict the future, what's coming. I'm like, Neon, freaking I told you so. And you go, how did you know? I'm like, how did you not know? How did you not know this was coming? How could you not see the signs? Well, here is a big, giant, slappy in the face, neon flashing sign in your face that is going to be a mechanism by which an entire generation of people is going to be not only entertained and have the ability, you know, the desire to go watch it. It's going to be the buzz around campus. It's going to be the buzz around, you know, work. It's going to be a buzz around the water fountain. It's going to be a buzz, you know, big giant around the internet. This is how movements start. There is already a need and desire, and it's just somebody fills it. It's called the free market. And let me tell you what's desired. The truth. We want to know the truth, and we want to be able to share the truth. And things like this have an enormous impact on entire generations. All it takes is, you know, 1 minute of dialogue, 1 minute of understanding, 1 minute of, yeah, what he said.
I thought we could mark this November the 5th, a day that is sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
You think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong country, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And you'll have people with the ability to express what's wrong, what's going to happen, what can be done, and I'm doing the best I can. In the time that we have left on this network, I want to make sure that you guys understand one thing. I just want you to survive. You know, we'll analyze and figure and everything. We're doing that now. But I'm telling you, when everybody's ox gets gored, they're going to be, what the heck just happened? And you're not going to believe or have the credibility of the talking blah, blah, blah heads with their flashy graphics and, you know, shiny ties that are up there telling you all everything's going to be all right kind of crap, or blame the other guy when you find out the other guy and them are all the same thing. Well, who's going to tell you the truth? Pasha Roberts is making the effort. So what do you think? Pasha, one thing I want to get from you guys, you're going to be, I would imagine, this is going to be one of the before-after times. And I always define those. I go, there's a time before certain events or movies or songs or whatever, and there's a time after. Silver Circle I see as being one of those times. There's going to be before the release and after. And the world that you create in the post-apocalyptic economic collapse of, are you making the movie fast enough? Are so many of the things that you're predicting coming true before it even comes out this next spring, the whole movie's obsolete?
Well, the news shocks us every day. We get a lot of ideas out of the news. I mean, I hope we're out in time. But we're making it severe enough that I hope that things are going to be not that way in another year.
But I can see just in the last, you know, 6 months that you guys have done this, some of the scenes and things that you've had that you predict, yeah, they're already going that way. You're going, wow, man, how bad do we got to get? You know,
I know. I got the Fed's talking about reinflating, and you know, I mean, my personal scenario, I've been gunning for the second, you know, the double dip for a long time. And, you know, I think there's this concern about deflation, and they're going to overreact and think they're, you know, smart guys, they're going to engineer it, and then they're going to overreact, and that's going to trigger, you know, the big round of inflation. And that's kind of the way I see it playing out. I've gotten out of the whole electoral thing. I mean, as you can see, I'm making a movie here. I'm like you. I mean, we're trying to reach people through other channels here. And, that's the exciting thing. And I hope we get it out there in time.
Okay, now this is – give me the impact here on the film itself. Are you encouraging, looking forward to, worried about pirating of the movie? I get a hand on DVD, man. I can make a billion, trillion copies. Is that what you want?
I know you will. We're taking a financial risk putting the thing together. So the way that we can do more of that is, the more that people can donate now. We did get a nonprofit coverage for the film, and if people believe in that, they can do that. The more that people can support us for that kind of distribution, the more that we can kind of get the image of the movie out there.
Well, make sure you put it in that, when it does get DVD, if you can incorporate at the beginning and end and whatever mm-hmm. of the film, come and donate and get more and reproduce and do kind of the Alex Jones thing or something. Yeah, go. Because the thing is that the distribution of movies like For Liberty and distribution of movies like, Freedom to Fascism and Obama Deception and, all these movies that are popular, Loose Change. I remember when they did the first Loose Change, they were giving them away by the hundreds. As a talk show host and producer, they would send me big giant spools of 100 at a time. I get 4 spools and start passing them out, and then it just exploded from that. Getting the information out there can create an entire movement that you can benefit. You make your money where the real movie money is made. Merchandising.
Merchandising, yeah. Well, and the other thing we're doing for free here is, we're producing a comic book, a graphic novel, if you will, and starting in about a month or two, we're going to start releasing a page or two of that out on the web just to get people started on the story. And by the time the full story is out on the web, then the movie will be done, and so it's a way just to kind of get people following us. And we have all kinds of blogs. We have SilverCircleMovie.com. We have SilverUnderground.com, which is sort of a political blog covering the various topics we cover, everything from inflation to we have a Rebel of the Week contest and all kinds of everything going on there. We're covering a lot of different areas from there, and have a very big following on social media. We have like 5,500 Facebook fans now, and we haven't even released much of anything. So,
okay, this is one thing I you can help me explain to the audience so they understand. Yeah. Whenever you have a project that you wonder, how the heck did it, just explode on the internet so much and become such an American icon, a world icon, so quickly, the biggest reason is because it can. I mean, if people like it, they just create their own social network. But you can kind of seed it. You can do, all right, it's got its Facebook, it's got its Twitter account, it's got its webpage, it's got its interactive fan kind of support, send us money, tax deduct, blah, 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 blah. And because you are in this generation, or at least understand the capacity of the internet and so on, you really have embraced that and seeded everything is covered, all the desktop graphics, all the scene cells that you make available. You have all, it's in place. You already started doing the artwork on the merchandising. You got the merchandising. You got
We've
the
made her on silver coin already. You can buy the coin that the rebels use in the movie.
Ooh, it's like Lord of the Ring necklaces. I mean, so this is, or the ring. I mean, so now we have this in place. What is it that you're waiting on? I mean, what's your release date? How are you going to release it? Are you looking for theaters to release it? Tell me how you're going to do the initial distribution.
Initial distribution, we're going to go into the movie, into the film festivals and do as best we can inside of that world. It's for a film with this flavor, I'm curious what's going to happen, but that's where the biggest distribution can come from, is if you sort of get to the top of one of those guys. And so we're at least going to try that, but from there, we do a limited theater release in friendly places. DC, New Hampshire, Phoenix, Arizona, places like that.
Phoenix! Gotta come to Phoenix!
Absolutely. So there's a lot of places where people, this is a very unique film with a very unique message. Hollywood ain't going to make this movie. It's just.
Well, I'm wondering if Hollywood's going to, distribute it either. So this is, you'll go to these films. Let's put it this way.
But the whole thing's changing, though, Ernie. The same thing that's happened to movie, it's happening, it happened to music, and now it's going to happen to movies, where the internet is here, downloads, there's DVDs, there's self-distribution used to be a thing that losers did, and now it's something that a lot of companies, especially with hot...
But when we come back, this is one thing I want to talk about, the distribution opportunities, because what will happen is, what happens when you're able to download for $3.99 at Netflix or Blockbuster over your internet capable, I got my, PlayStation into my TV HD, kind of 3D, do it up, I just want to watch the movie, and you get money from that, what happens then? We'll find out when we come back.
There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
The Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. But when you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters. The very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Are you listening to me, Neo? Or were you looking at the woman in the red dress?
Red dress, red dress. I was looking at the woman in red dress. I'm sorry, what did you say? Did you have something to say? And hopefully Silver Circle has something to say. The same kind of power the Matrix had 15 years ago. That was one of a few movies that I went and, saw it again. I go, whoa. Did I just see what I think I saw? After 30-something times, 40 times of watching that movie, you get something new all the time. Tell me about Silver Circle. You got a bunch of good one-liners, little paragraph, little speech. Fine going on in there. Tell me, you got some clips that I'm going to be using a lot on my radio show. Pasha?
I have good lines in there. There's a lot of conflict that gets sorted out inside of there between the rebels and also, between this investigator that's chasing down the rebels and his own evolution throughout the course of the film. We have some good juicy bad guys in there, so you'll get some, we don't do the Ayn Rand 78 page speech in the middle of it. That would pretty much fill an audience, but there's going to be a lot there for you, Ernie.
All right. I'm looking forward to it, man. I love movie clips. It helps make it, it's shorthand. It's like, it's being able to share in a concept in a short 30 seconds, you can kind of, I see what you're talking. And as time goes on, art like this, what happens is all of a sudden it becomes more fact than art. And I can see it coming. I don't think you can depict a future bad enough.
Just wait till you see what we got. It's pretty brutal.
All right, cool. So now we're looking at the future. All right, you can go. I give you this. You go to SilverCircleMovie.com, and from there you can go and you can purchase the the graphic novel, the comic book version of this for just a couple of dollars.
There's a mini version with a couple of stories out of the movie, then the real thing will be coming out over the next year. So.
And then Silver Circle, the actual silver medallion. Mm-hmm. You got a full ounce, 0.999 fine silver, uncirculated, $23.77. Heck, that's, it's going to be that in a couple of weeks.
The difference between spot and, basically we're very close to that. And we're trying to actually get relationships with bullion dealers, too. We'll get posters out to them and all that, so they can put it out in their shops if they want.
There may be a market. This is how movements get started. Yeah. This is how it happens. This is it. And it's coming from the perspective of a younger generation. Think about it, people. Audience. What's your average age in this audience? It's over 30. I can tell you that. Okay.
In ours?
No.
In yours.
Yeah, my audience is, definitely over 30. So so here you have a younger audience in their 20s that are creating a mechanism by which to share the idea and the truth about the Federal Reserve and what they see coming, that they are going to be able to communicate with them in shorthand. Yeah, that's, the third act of Silver Circle. I mean, we're in the Silver Circle third act. Here it comes. And they'll know exactly what they're talking about. They know, they speak in code, take the red pill. People, shouldn't be afraid of their government. Government afraid of the people. I mean, all these different scenes from various different movies is communication of these guys in shorthand. They understand what's going on. And Silver Circle is going to be one of those, defining markers in history in America. I see it coming. And it's not just this. And it helps break the ground for others to come. It's a spearhead. It's a tip. It's the arrow that is going to blaze the trail. And if the movie festivals do not pick this up, it's because of a political reason.
No doubt. It's fear. I mean, it's not fitting their anti-corporate message. I mean, this is, it's taking money away from their cash cow there. So this is definitely a youth-oriented thing. I mean, we hire, I hired Megan Duffield, who's a longtime liberty activist, young woman, and she's running all the social media, running all of this stuff. I mean, I think the average age here is significantly lower, and we have high school students, college students, all kinds of people following us on our Facebook.
Can you stay another segment, Pasha? You got another show? Can you stay another segment after the bottom
absolutely.
Of the hour break? Let's go ahead and do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, we'll go ahead and do the whole show because there's some other things that I want to ask and points I want to make, and we're going to run out of time in this segment because this is there is a battle. It is a battle for minds. How many minds can you free? That is what but it's not how many votes you get. That don't mean crap. It's how many freed minds can you have? All the other stuff that you think it's manifest on some computer, voting screen, that the government and the private industries that, take over, that they control, you think that's it? Is that it? If you think voting's going to make you free, you have not been paying attention. And this next generation know it. Firsthand, up close, got involved, became precinct committeemen, got involved, went to the caucuses, went to the primaries, stood on the street corners. They got involved and they know better. So what are they doing now? They're creating an entire culture outside of the one that's falling, and they'll get noticed just for standing up because everyone else is on their knees.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Take it.
No, Fodo.
You must take it.
You cannot offer me this ring.
I'm giving it to you.
Don't tempt me, Fodo. I dare not take it. Not even to keep it safe. Understand, Fodo. I would use this ring from a desire to do good. But through me, it would wield a power too great and terrible to imagine.
But it cannot stay in the Shire.
No. No, it can't.
What must I do?
We need to watch Silver Circle movie. That's what we need to do. This whole, I love that scene out of Lord of the Rings because how many gazillion hours is the trilogy of that thing? 7-8 hours, something, long time. And I'll tell you this, the entire thing can be encapsulated in those 40 seconds. Give me the power. I'll do good with it, Well, of course, Gandalf is like, no, I know better. It's not who's behind the lever of power, who wears the ring of power. It's the power. Well, when you start dealing in an understanding of the next generation, for them to understand, it's this collectivization, it's a centralization of power, certainly over monetary policy, that That is the problem. And for the first time in any of our adult lives, this has become a major issue that young people now understand. And when you had the older generation screaming at the top of their lungs, where are the youth? When is the young? When are they going to get it? When are they? What? They're in where? In government schools? You know, the only optimism I have is that it took trillions of dollars over generations of government schools and government propaganda and lamestream corporate media, the media that sued last century, of beating every single waking moment into your head, rock the vote. Yee-hoo-hoo. Here's the problem. You're not loving your neighbor enough by, you know, putting a gun to his head and taking his money to redistribute the way your politicians say they should. I mean, come on. So here you have an opportunity, entire generation, using the technology that we have to distribute something into the minds of the populace, and especially the young, and them understand one thing, what the real problem is. It's this collectivization. It's this centralization. It is, you know, they don't get to make individual decisions with their money, with other individuals. And once this happens, once this idea takes root, once they are starting, and keep in mind, it has only been a couple of years. Out of all of our life, at the 100 years almost of the Federal Reserve, it's only been the last couple of years that these ideas have got penetrated into the youth. Well, you think you're going to unlearn the truth? All of a sudden, you're going to hit 27 and go, you know, I made a mistake, or I forgot it, or I'm, you know, more concerned about what? Yeah, if they, you know, put something in the water. I mean, you know, they have to change us at a fundamental level. They have to, you know, convert us from being human beings into something else to be able to be successful in this, which is, you know, I'm keeping an eye out for. But the point is that here we have an opportunity to communicate these ideas that the older generation has been freaking out about, wanting the younger generation to do it. Well, guess what? The younger generation is going to do it themselves, their way, with their spin, and they are not going to be going around associated with it with a pledge of allegiance to a republic that's screwing them. It's not going to happen. And what's going to be? Are the older generation going to rise up and rally against the young generation saying, screw your entire federal government. Screw this centralization, this pledge of allegiance to the flag in the public school. Heck, screw your entire government school system. You know, are you ready for that? Because that's what it's going to take. That's what's coming. That was their control mechanism for getting you onto plantation. And here you have an entire generation is ready to rise up against a man their way. Are you ready for it? Well, guess what it includes? It includes them not being financial slaves to keep funding your entitlement programs that grew over your entire life just as an excuse to create all these financial buckets of money that then Wall Street came in and said, are we maxed out now? Is the pile as big as it's going to get? Or are you going to start taking from the pile? You're going to start retiring? You're going to start lessening the amount of money that we can steal? Well, guess what? It's all ours now. Thanks for playing. And you're going to, what, get more out of this next generation? Make them work? You know, and now there's not even jobs for them to do it. It's over. It's so freaking over. It's just what's next. How are we going to maintain our humanity? How are we going to be peaceful? How are we going to embrace the trend of humanity? We are going to the stars. Do we got to go to space to get away? And government's not invited? Are we going to do it here? Are we going to, what? I don't know. But I tell you this. We're not going to take government with us in this next generation, not voluntarily. There is a battle coming for the minds of the people. It's a revolution, and they have to try and stop it. They, them, those. There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? And you think you're for freedom, but if you're using the gun of a government, a shiny badge, and the always available, you know, gun that they got to enforce this little piece of paper, whatever the heck they said that they did, that is justifying, legitimizing them stealing from me and then my grandkids and my kids, this entire generation coming, you're going to lose because they're not going to do it. It's not, they can't. It's not mathematically possible. What's next? What? Are you going to, this next generation, older generation, just going to be totally abandoned because you're the enemy? Because you're trying to force them to fund whatever it is, programs that were created in your generation? Is that it? Is that what you're going to do? You better be looking to have a vibrant economy with a compassionate people, because that's the only thing that's going to save your ass. If you have not been getting chickens to feed yourself and a garden and, you know, buying silver, which you still can get. I mean, I'm telling you, man, this silver thing is going to get stupid. It's going to get stupid. I remember when it used to be double digits. I mean, this is what I see. You know, I'm going to, what is today? It is the 16th of August, 2010. Mark it down. Heck, you know, give me a year. You know, give me, you know, the not even before the next presidential election cycle, all this is going to be neon flashing obvious. How did Ernie know? How the hell did you not know? This is coming. And where are you going to be? Where? And the support of whom? You know, who? I want, you know, this. So here we got Silver Circle. They're going to, like, you know, we're going to give you a little glimpse in the future how this, you know, can work, going to work. You know, I don't think we got a choice. You know, here it comes. So you have an entire generation that understands this, and they're going to start living. The Agorist, we have these guys on, these free market voluntarists. You know, Liberty on Tour. I just saw them in Philadelphia this weekend. Party Friday night, man. We do, woohoo, we're whooping it up. Or Saturday night, I can't remember. It's always a party. So we're downtown, old Philadelphia. We're looking at the Liberty on Tour van. And there's lots of Freedom Phoenix all over that. Declare your independence stickers, man. I love those guys because they're out advocating for a voluntary society as opposed to what? No, a gun to your forehead society. You're going to have to fund it. It's not working. And the only reason they did it was to be able to delay, you know, collection. You know, we got everybody's money in a bucket, and they took it. And I guarantee the audience out there, average age of, you know, older, and I tell you this, I guarantee on average you are worth at least half what you were a few years ago. Half. It all went away, didn't it? Didn't it? Didn't it? And if it didn't go away, you didn't have anything anyway, doesn't matter, because everything's going to cost twice as much anyway. Hello? Hello? Who's been telling you this? Well, Dr. Paul gave you a heads up, and now this next generation is preparing for it. They are preparing for it. They are organizing for it, even if just on an individual, no centralized way. And there's going to be movies, there's going to be YouTubes, and there's going to be websites, and there's going to be radio shows and podcasts and an entire culture that is going to develop around, we are not playing your game anymore. How are you going to benefit? You can. You know, there's plenty of mature people in the. In fact, it is generally the older people leading this that knew this 30, 40 years ago. I give you 74-year-old Dr. Ron Paul, Lou Rockwell. You know, I mean, all these guys, the older generation, you know, Butler Schaefer. You know, I mean, these guys have been screaming this stuff for a generation, since the 60s, saying, hello, man, do you guys get it? Austrian economic freedom, 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 freedom always wins. In the end, it just gets really messy first. So, with that little rant, I want to ask Pasha Roberts, director of Silver Circle, silvercirclemovie.com, and I got to ask you this question. What's the end game, man? Pasha, you're going through this, and you see that, and these people understand the truth, and they go, and what, are we just going to, like, use this as kind of part of the tools and the understanding and just kind of, you know, parallel the Federal Reserve? You know, I don't need to take them down. Heck, you just ignore them, and you go away from them. They just kind of wither and die, and they have to get violent, like what you depict in your movie coming up. So I'm going, you know, what is your goal? Just to be able to exist outside of them? I mean, what are you hoping to accomplish?
My personal goal, the movie is to educate about Federal Reserve, about alternative currency, and to educate about inflation. And, you know, and a lot of it is, you know, if you look at the history of central banking, it directly parallels imperialist war. It directly, you know, central banks, England, France, everywhere were created to fund wars, outreaching wars. And, you know, and to defend the inflation that inevitably happens, the government has to get fierce. You know, I mean, it's, if you look at Argentina, I mean, when they, as soon after they defaulted, I mean, they basically, first they froze everybody's cash outlays. You couldn't move more than 300 pesos a day. You just couldn't do it. All the gold and silver was locked up, and, all the foreign dollar denominated accounts were locked up and devalued. And, to maintain that kind of control, you need a lot more government force. It's the only way to keep that kind of thing together.
No, it's called fusion centers. It's called Homeland Security. It's called TSA. It's called all kinds of, here we come. Right now, here, we've been screaming this. Here in Arizona, we're going, recovery my ass, okay? Green shoots my butt. Let me tell you, the green shoots are the weeds and the cracks in the driveway of vacant homes. That's where your green shoots are. Here, home prices in Metro Phoenix are falling again. And new data about upcoming sales suggests that they are likely to keep falling over the next few months, bringing concerns of the housing market double dip closer to reality. Next few months, my butt. It's years. We've been screaming this. It's math. And they will lie to you until what? The rest of your money is gone? And you can't get it out of your buckets that they created anyway.
It's gotten so overheated especially over the last 10 years. I mean, just the debt has gotten so out of hand that, there's a lot more down that's got to go. I mean, they can keep keeping the trade going a little bit, but...
So what's the end? The end game is what? You do all this, it's a year from now, it's after the 2012 election cycle, everybody goes, aha, we get it now. I mean, whatever remnant of hope we had, the political electoral process, we're done, we're good. We're starting to consolidate into communities, either online or physically somewhere, all moving to, Keene, New Hampshire or something, or we found a place in Arizona, IA, we're on, commune, hippie, libertarian, growing our own whatever, all right? You do this kind of, you're trying to get away. You're trying to just be left alone. Do you think that's going to happen? Do you think they're going to leave us alone?
I don't, actually. But, what I see my part in this, part of this is influenced by watching what happened in the Soviet Union and looking at how struggle happened in that, back during, the heavy Soviet days. And the Samizdat guys, Samizdat means self-published, they've published at great risk, these typewritten and mimeographed little revolutionary pieces and handed it from person to person. And, and that's how things survived under that situation. And I kind of see us as along those ways. I don't think we need to be as secretive as they do, but they were there in Soviet Union. But it's, I think you just keep fighting through information, and eventually the change has to be cultural. It's not electoral. It's not, but people have to get it in their mind that we're way beyond our means, and government is way overreached and way beyond its means, and things need to downsize. We need to get off of the giant lever that we're on. So, so what we're trying to do with the movie is just to show part of that unfolding. We don't even get as bad as it could get. We don't show hyperinflation, for example, because that's just too weird for most people to understand or to grasp, where prices change every day or, sometimes by the hour.
We opened the store morning prices, and we got closed at lunch to reprice for the afternoon. And that's,
you can't reprice. In Chile, actually, they had a thing where they repriced midday in a grocery store. They did a announcement on the PA, and they said effective immediately, all prices have gone up 30%. And there was a riot in the store. People, pulled down the shelves and knocked over the carts. And,
people don't think this stuff happens. It always happens. Every single time it happens. It's how long you can go before it happens. And we've been holding this off for long, and it's manifest in the debt, the monetizing of the debt by the Fed. The Treasury, and they're doing it again. They're doing it again. Bernanke's, backed up his helicopter. He's loading up the pallets, getting ready to dump. And this is going to get a lot, because inflation is the actual money supply. This is what's happening. Already. You'll see it manifested in the prices later. So I'm hoping to get an idea of what your personal future is. Are from the people working on the film, their understanding, are they they're getting a farm in New Hampshire? I mean, what are they looking to do?
Well, I've got a place in New Hampshire, but I think we're just gonna our idea is just to keep producing this stuff and to find a niche where we can reach people to describe this stuff. We're And possibly for a second movie, we continue with this kind of a story, or we even start doing some things where we kind of describe what a libertarian utopia would look like.
And it might even manifest itself somewhere.
Right.
All on its own. Well, we'll see. We'll talk about that a little bit in the last segment here when we come back. Are we gonna march somewhere? Are we going to show them? Or just leave them?
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I want to break free. I want to break free.
Yes, all I want to do, I want to break free from your lies.
Break free from your lies.
Oh, yes, God knows. Everybody knows. Anybody listening to the show knows. I want to break free, and I'm willing to, I don't know, at least talk about it. You never know what I might want to do. You know, the one thing that I definitely want to do is give people the opportunity to be able to share their efforts in doing this. Are you looking, you know, we have some callers that wanted to know, I mean, you know, is it time for the march? We're going to march on Washington, D.C.? And, you know, is that in your, anybody care about that, Pasha?
Here, I mean, we go to protests, that kind of thing. You can see what we're doing. You can see we're putting all our time into trying to change the culture. We're trying to change people's minds, and we connect with those guys a lot. We had a and the Fed poster contest where we had everybody. We submitted their best posters from and the Fed protests, and we're going to put those posters into the movie. As real posters from
very
people.
Cool, very cool, very. So
there's
cool.
A lot of really cool. Since we run the animation studio, and we run everything. We can actually connect to the social media world, in a really direct, clear way. It's kind of fun.
I want Freedom's Phoenix logo in there somewhere. Get the bird.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, actually, Free State wants to have their logo in the back of the Rebel headquarters somewhere. So we're going to do that. But I could totally get your bird in. And spray painted on a wall somewhere.
Boom! Boom shakalaka! Done! Mercedes, Sierra, send it. You know, here it comes. You know, that's heck yeah. You know, that's a big giant motivation pushing a little bit more. Know what I mean?
Yeah, or put on a T-shirt for a rebel. I mean, there's just so much stuff that and we're also working with artists. I mean, we're working with Jordan Page. I think he's going to have a song inside the video. He's only talking about that and
styling.
Music is a
powerful
part of this, and there's a lot of liberty-oriented musicians that are great, and we'd love to, we have like five places for songs in the movie that, there's car chases, there's explosions, there's all kinds of stuff, and, we want some good songs to go in there, and we could even put a little album out there and say, this is the soundtrack to Silver Circle, and a great exposure for Jordan and all the other artists there.
I can't imagine this going... if not unchallenged, at least unnoticed by the big bad guys. I mean,
we're already being watched. I can tell from our web logs, and we've had one negative interaction with the Federal Reserve already. If you might see it on your website too. If you see FRIT, FRIT on your website, that's Federal Reserve IT. And anytime you mention them, they'll flock all over your website.
Yay! they have to keep changing all my surveillance guys from, Lord knows what agency on my email and my wiretap, my phone, all that kind of stuff. They have to change them every 2 weeks anyway because we keep converting them.
Yeah, it's, we're just making a freaking movie, right? It's they blew up the White House on Independence Day, so aliens did, so... Why can't our rebels wreak havoc on the Fed? I'm not even going to reveal the ending on that point.
What's interesting is this one thing that you can't touch the third rail, Israel, right? Well, now it's the Federal Reserve, and they're kind of, I'm not even sure that they understand if they started to resist, this banking thing, if they really started going after it, it probably backfire, and it already has. So, Pasha Roberts, he's the director of the movie, SilverCircleMovie.com. I wanted to share with you guys this because I know what's coming. You always say, "How'd you know, Ernie? How'd you not know?" Okay, well now you know. You watch this. You keep track of this movie and how it's going to infect the younger generation, the younger people you've been screaming about. Where are they? When are they going to understand? Well, you know what? They understand more than you do. They understand you need them to fund all your entitlement stuff. And what happens when they just stop working? They just stop and they take care of themselves and go outside the system. Then what? Then what? Well, you better start thinking about it because they have. Thanks for coming on, Pasha. SilverCircleMovie.com.